The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Orlov, good job. Tipped it with one hand of the stick. Over to the near boards. Got it to Toffoli, and the Sharks are out. Celebrini to center, little drop pass Will Smith. Oh, what a great move across the line. He stick handles, he shoots, he scores! An all-star world-class play by Will Smith puts the Sharks in front 4-2, and the Sharks are on a roll.
Yeah, there's, you know, we've talked about it, you know, since really day one of second periods in the National Hockey League. It was a really good opportunity to drive transition, and we're starting to figure that out there a little bit, playing a little bit quicker through the neutral zone. That's letting us get into the offensive zone a little bit cleaner and you know, play in the offensive zone and create some scoring chances. So I thought we did a good job of that.
Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 2nd, and the San Jose Sharks are the number one wild card team in the NHL's Western Conference. Wow, I did not expect to be saying that on October 1st. I am not saying I expected them to be at the bottom or anything, but this is quite a start for San Jose, and it's been very fun, and it has been a joy to watch, and right now, let the good times roll. 13-11-3 on the season, 29 points. They are 1 point back of Vegas for third place in the Pacific, 2 points back of LA for second, and 4 points back of Anaheim for first. So I think there is a lot that San Jose has to look forward to as they continue on this two-game homestand as they have Washington Wednesday night, and then they go out on the road for a very, very, very challenging road trip at Dallas, at Carolina, at Philadelphia, at Toronto, and at Pittsburgh. There's a lot of miles traveled on that trip. There is a lot that they are going to be tested in. And it is very, very exciting as we continue on this month of December, because we know that as much fun as the month of November was, if the team is unable to follow it up with more success in December, we're going to feel like it was, I don't know if fool's gold is the right term, but I feel like that is something that we are going to equate it to, or the rest of the league will. But for the time being, and I think for the time lasting, the Sharks are a problem in the NHL. I keep on seeing these tweets. They were showing highlights of Will Smith's ridiculous dangling goal last night. They said the Sharks are going to be a problem. And it's like, what do you mean are going to be a problem? The Sharks are a problem. The Sharks have defeated some of the best teams in the NHL this year. The Sharks are in a playoff spot on Tuesday, December 2nd. The Sharks are winning consistently much more often than they are losing. This is not a team that is going to be a problem. This is a team that is consistently a problem. And even though they are not as hot as they were, they are still finding ways to win. I think the most important thing is they are bouncing back from losses. They are not letting these losses turn into extended streaks where they are losing, you know, more than one or two games. And actually, I know this, since their first six of the season went winless, they haven't lost more than two in a row. And that's only happened that one time where they've lost the two games in a row. So that's indicative of a team that is learning, is growing, is figuring out what to do in real time. And now we're starting to see some of those, you know, more important improvements, like the second period. The Sharks have had some good second periods as of late. You look at that game last night, and the first period, while they did score three goals, there was a little bit of ugliness to it. You had both Sam Dickinson and Shakir Mukhmudulin combining with mistakes on that first goal and giving up a chance that should not have otherwise been. And instead of being 2-0, it's 2-1. Then you extend that lead to 3-1, and the Sharks don't react well to an icing call they didn't like. And then shortly thereafter, you know, there's another one in the back of the net, and you're just thinking to yourself, okay, why have the Sharks given up two goals in this period? If you score three goals in the first period at home, you feel like that should be a game that you take control of. You feel like that should be a game that you're way out in front of. If you're scoring three in the first period at home, that it feels like it should be a blowout. So I think the Sharks went into the dressing room after that first period and thought, man, we should be way more in control of this game than we are right now. We should be, you know, with the wind at our sails. Instead, they probably went into the second period a little bit pissed off, which may not be the bad thing in that situation. In the second period, they came out and they played an absolute monster of a period where Utah was really caught flat-footed and on their heels and just didn't look like they knew how they were supposed to respond in that instance. It was like, okay, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? The Sharks worked in transition. The Sharks worked off face-offs, even though they didn't have a great face-off night once again, but they did take advantage of some big plays. I mean, you just saw the team, you know, by way of goals from Adam Gaudette and two from Will Smith in that second period really just take over the game. And that's important too, is because they kept on pressing. They kept on coming at the net. They kept on going at both Vemelka and Vanacek. And the pun is not intended, but it works. But the Sharks are the type of a team right now where if they smell blood in the water, it feels like they have the ability to pour it on. And I think that for me, the most interesting part of this game was even after they, you know, jumped out to the 3-1 lead and then gave up a goal. And I was curious to see how they would respond in the second period. And they did. They came back with three goals. And that's actually the first time this year that they have scored three goals in two different periods in the same game, which, A, that's awesome. And B, that's tough for the opposition. But I really wanted to see how they would respond in the third period. And now you're thinking, Ted, what do you mean? They'd scored six goals. They were up 6-2. Yeah, that's something that we really haven't seen this year. The Sharks have not gone into the third period with too many comfortable leads like that. They have not found themselves in a situation where they're up big at home. And you know there's going to be a pushback from the opposition, and you don't want to let in a few and see it things get uncomfortable. I mean, we can go back to, you know, game number one last year where they had 4-1 lead on St. Louis and let that game get away from them and they lost in overtime. I mean, there have been games where they have let those leads disappear. And so this was a rare instance this year where the Sharks were up comfortably 6-2 entering the third period. And it was like, okay, let's see if they can close this out and play a clean game. And there was one mistake. They gave up that shorthanded goal, which made it a 6-3 game. But other than that, I liked their game. They didn't get timid. They didn't play like they were worried about making a mistake. They didn't lose a lot of their aggression. They lost a little bit at times, which I think is normal. You're up 6-2 and then 6-3 and you're controlling the game. I feel like there's a tendency for it to get away from you just a little bit, but there was nothing that I was seeing that made me think, uh-oh, San Jose is going to let this one get away from them. San Jose is going to let this game, you know, go back to Utah, and Utah is going to make it interesting. It was like, no, they got the one shorthanded goal, which was not a freak goal, but relatively fluky. And other than that, I thought that San Jose did a really good job of controlling the game. And they dictated the pace of play throughout the game, even though Utah got two on the board in the first. That felt like more of the Sharks' mistakes than it was Utah really taking control of the game. And that's something that we're seeing more and more of this year from San Jose, where they are able to control the game, where they are able to dictate more of what we're seeing out there on the ice. And I think Utah is a good team. You know, that's something that has to be acknowledged as well. They are, you know, just 1 point back of the second wild card, and they've had a good start to the year. They were better in October, and November was a little bit more rough on them, and they've not yet been able to recapture their form, obviously, early in the month of December because they've only played one game. But, you know, Utah has some good, nasty players, and they looked like they were taken out of their game by San Jose. And that's what I keep on coming back to, is San Jose dictating terms of the game. And we're seeing that more and more often. And I know that our sample size is relatively small, but, you know, for the most part, San Jose was, you know, reacting to a lot of games early on when they started winning. Like when they got that overtime win against Colorado, that was, I won't say a reactionary win, but Colorado controlled a lot of the terms of that game. They did control things against Seattle in an impressive 6-1 win, but, you know, they had to play really, really hard and, you know, kind of survive what they saw against Winnipeg and Florida. And then they were able to get that overtime win in Minnesota, which was not a good game, where they were able to react. And then they lost to Calgary and Seattle again, but they came back home. They had the Macklin game against Utah back on the 18th, where he scored everything, where that was just a great back and forth game. They survived the Kings to win in a shootout, and then they lost to Ottawa in a tight one. But then, you know, in that game against Boston, I felt like that was a game where the Sharks kind of dictated a lot of what we saw. They lost to Colorado. Okay, that's what every other team in the NHL is doing right now. But then they had a big win against Vancouver where it felt like they dictated a lot of the game. And then you had that loss to Vegas the other day where they fell behind 4-1 but got right back into it. and it wasn't feeling like Vegas was completely in control of the game other than a short period. But then last night, again, they come out, they go up 2-0, Utah gets a goal, then they go up 3-1, Utah gets another. Again, that felt more like Sharks mistakes than it did Utah's success. And then they come back in the second period. They have arguably their best second period of the year. I think the one that we also compare with that is the one they had against New Jersey, but the ice felt like it was tilted down for them and up for Utah. They doubled their goals scored. They took it from 3-2 to 6-2. They really put Utah on their heels. They put Utah in a situation, I feel, like they didn't know how they were going to respond in any given offensive situation, because the Sharks were doing a really good job on defense as well. And then when the Sharks got into the offensive zone, they were getting great chances. They were getting multiple looks. They were putting either one of the goalies on their heels. They were scoring goals, obviously. The two from Smith and one from Gaudette showed San Jose having fun. And that's the other aspect of it. It's got to be demoralizing when you see the opposition having that kind of fun out there on the ice, because it went from the first period where the Sharks scored three to like, okay, Tyler Toffoli had a good first period. You had Pavel Regenda, who, by the way, played a really good game coming up for the Barracuda and getting his opportunity. You know, he gets a power play goal. But that didn't feel like the Sharks were having fun. It felt like, you know, those were good goals, and the Sharks were happy to have that, you know, 3-1 lead that eventually Utah cut to a 3-2 lead. But in that second period, when you get Will Smith scoring an absolutely sick goal, and you get Adam Gaudette getting in on the fun, and then you get another goal from Will Smith, the young guys are having fun. The Sharks are smiling. The crowd is alive. You know, they're almost, you know, just shoving it in your face, saying like, ha ha, look at us. You can't match what we're bringing. That, again, feels relatively demoralizing. The crowd reacted. Everybody's talking about how much of a problem San Jose is or is going to be on social media. I mean, that was a moment, I think, where everybody kind of realized like, okay, San Jose just took control of this game and Utah has no response. When you have a goal like that from Will Smith where they dangle through traffic and score to make it 4-2, that kind of put any hopes of Utah getting back into this game. Well, it killed it, you know, and then all of a sudden you keep on adding on to that. The Sharks took over the game. They proved themselves to be the better team. And again, Utah had no answer. So with that, let's get into some of these highlights, because I've got some great interviews to get to with Yaroslav Askarov and Pavel Regenda that I did after the game. So you'll want to hear those, but we also want to hear some Hall of Fame Dan Ruzanowski highlights. It was Tyler Toffoli. It's been a little bit snake bit as of late, who got the Sharks on the board early.
And the puck will be dropped here between Alex Wenberg of the Sharks. Oh, actually, that's Celebrini's line coming on now. Sorry about that. Celebrini loses the draw. Now in front, Toffoli fires. He scores! Celebrini lost the draw, but Toffoli intercepted the puck, and Tyler Toffoli ends a lengthy goalless drought and puts the Sharks in front 1-0.
Great night for Toffoli. 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points. He was due to have that type of a game. He had been just relatively snake bit lately, like I was saying, and he is such a classic, consistent goal scorer that you knew it was going to come. And I'm sure he felt like he let the team down when he didn't score late against Vegas. And you know, you saw him put his head up at the sky, leaning back, just thinking to himself, why can I not find the back of the net right now? To which I don't blame him, by the way. I think his stick got tipped as well in that situation. But, you know, Tyler Toffoli is a consistent goal scorer. He scored 30 goals multiple times throughout his career. He knows how to get it done, and he came up big for his team early in this game. So the Sharks have a 1-0 lead at the 4:41 mark. And then Pavel Regenda, the guy who was the odd man out after training camp because he had a great camp, and I think a lot of people thought that he was going to be up with the first team, but he wasn't. But he's continued to put his head down. He is in the mix to be on Slovakia's Olympic team, but he had a great power play goal, right place, right time, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Dmitry Orlov at the 7:58 mark as San Jose doubled their lead to make it 2-0.
Now it's taken back. Orlov at the final seconds of the power play with Kurashev on the right point. Kurashev shooting it, tipped in front, and it just deflected wide. One last chance on the power play, 5 seconds to go. It's Kurashev, shoots, tip, score! That's Pavel Regenda in front of the net. Looks like he tipped it, and the San Jose Sharks lead 2-0.
You know, Regenda has only played a couple of games in the NHL. He played 14 in Anaheim back in 2022, played 5 in 2023 with the Ducks, and this year has just played 1 with San Jose. So to have him, you know, get these opportunities, I think it's huge. It's his first goal as a member of the San Jose Sharks. He had 1 goal back in 2022 with Anaheim. but he's really been playing well for the Barracuda and earned his spot with San Jose. So it was very, very exciting to see him get that goal. And of course, you would see a little bit of pushback at this point from the Mammoth as they get back into it. It was a 2-1 game at the 9:06 mark. Lawson Kraus have the deficit to make it a 2-1 lead for San Jose after the giveaway from both Mook Madulin and Dickinson. But the Sharks responded shortly thereafter. Tyler Toffoli with his seventh goal of the year and his second of the game at the 12:59 mark made it a 3-1 lead for San Jose.
And off the faceoff, the Sharks score. How about that? No sooner do they drop the puck, but it's in the net, and Tyler Toffoli has got a big grin on his face because it's been some time since the beginning of November that he scored any kind of goals, but right now he has two, and the San Jose Sharks are ahead by the score of 3-1, and that is a well-deserved smile for Tyler Toffoli.
It's amazing that the Sharks last night had two players on Hattie watch and neither one of them could get it, but that shows you how difficult it is. I was thinking off the top of my head, the only guys to have hat tricks for San Jose in recent memory are Macklin Celebrini and William Eklund. I think that's the short list. So we need to add some names for that. Will Smith with his two goals. By the way, he has five goals in the last three games. So he's been on an absolute heater. Fun to see, man. Just watching the Sharks do this after all the pain we've been through in recent years. I don't know if this is going to last. I keep on saying that because I feel like it's the responsible thing to say. But sure is a lot of fun. J.J. Paterka would make it a 3-2 game after a really weird icing call that I thought should not have been called. My opinion does not dictate what the refs do, unfortunately. But that made it a 3-2 game. And again, I thought that was a relative turning point in the game because after that, the Sharks could have been deflated. And I think in years past, they may have. And it may have turned into what more of like a 6-5 type game. But instead, they come out in the second period and they just play arguably their best second period of the year. They were skating. They were moving. They were defending. And it led to Will Smith scoring one of the sickest goals of the NHL season.
Orloff, good job, tipped it with one hand on the stick, over to the near boards, got it to Toffoli, and the Sharks are out. Celebrini to center, little drop past Will Smith. Oh, what a great move across the line. He stick handles, he shoots, he scores! An all-star world-class play by Will Smith puts the Sharks in front 4-2, and the Sharks are on a roll.
You don't know when the dam is going to burst sometimes in a game, but it felt like the floodgates were blown right open at that point. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, there's momentum in the building. San Jose is up 4-2. Do they have the ability now to blow this game out? And they did. Like, that was one of those moments where you felt like, oh, okay, they just took control of this game. Look at the smiles on the faces of the Sharks. Look at the body language of Utah. Look at the building rocking. And San Jose rode that momentum with wind at their sails, with the ice tilted downwards, and suddenly made Utah pay for it, as just about 70 seconds later, it was Adam Gaudette, who they were worried he wasn't going to play from the stories I heard. He was sick. Apparently, that was the word out of practice this morning. Well, he was sick, but he was also sick on the ice.
Sergachev back to get it. It's off a stick. Poking at it there. Eklund had a chance in front. Backhand shot. Score! Eklund poked it free, and Adam Gaudette goes top corner to make it 5-2 San Jose. Another spectacular bit as Wendberg got the puck deep. Eklund deflected it, and Gaudette backhanded it home.
It's 5-2 at this point. It felt like everything the Sharks were doing was the right thing to do in that specific instance. And with their third goal in less than 3 minutes, Will Smith made it a 6-2 game, ensuring that without a miracle, Utah was going to walk out of the building with a loss, and the Sharks were going to end the evening in a playoff spot.
Celebrini's going to get the faceoff win, rimmed around there by Ferraro. Toffoli tips it out to himself, and he skates out. Two-man attack across the line. Feeds on the right to Will Smith. Nice move. He shoots. He scores! Will Smith, another spectacular toe drag off a Tyler Toffoli pass. The Sharks are on top 6-2 with 10:51 to go in the second period.
Utah would score a shorty in the third period to make it 6-3, which was good for your final. But I realize that I am maybe leaving out the most important highlight of the night, and that was when Sergachev snubbed Sharky on the ceremonial puck drop.
Two defensemen coming out to take the ceremonial face-off from SJ Sharkey. One of them is Mario Ferraro of the Sharks. The other is Mikhail Sergachev of the Utah Mammoth. And Ferraro shook hands with Sharkey Sharkey turned to shake hands with Sergachev, and he just turned away and totally snubbed him, bringing a response from the crowd.
I love it.
That's great.
That was awesome.
Sharks win by a final of 6-3. Again, it's Tuesday, December 2nd. They're the top wild card in the West, and they are barely a couple of points out of second place in the Pacific. Only 4 points out of first place in the Pacific. Again, you keep saying the Sharks are going to be a problem. Sounds like they are a problem in the National Hockey League. All right, I talked with Yaroslav Askarov after last night's game. Now you get to hear it.
All right, we're here with Yaroslav Askarov after another very impressive Sharks win Monday night here at the Tank. Just the fun you guys are having right now. Looks like you are all enjoying each other. Is this kind of the team you expected it to be from the start of the season after that tough start?
Yeah, I would say. Because Wolves felt pretty well at the beginning too, but like just wasn't a great time for us. You know, like just sometimes it's a crazy game sometimes, you know, like... So, really good what we have now, and we can complain now. Just we have to keep battling and like keep focused day by day. No, today we did a great job, so like get another 2 points. So it's good.
This was a game where you guys had a big lead entering the third period, which hasn't been something that you've had a lot this year. Did the team manage it the way that you guys expected it to?
I would say for goalie, it wasn't my favorite one when we leading with, you know, like big difference because like we kind of like, I would like to say we can play a little bit more clear, like especially when we leading in like 3-4 goals. So, and usually if the score more tighter, like the boys can like more, you know, like fired up, I'd say. And I said like still good, still 2 points.
Good problem to have.
Good problem to have. Yeah, for sure. Like it's better to have that than. Yeah.
And then just, you know, you guys played really well in the first period, but there was one turnover that led to a goal and then a weird icing call that led to another goal. And it felt like the team really responded to the fact that it wasn't a bigger lead coming out of that first period. The second period was one of the best periods you guys have played all year. Did it feel that way from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a couple chances in defensive zone, but overall, like second period, been like you said, one of the best ones so far in this season. That was impressive.
What, from your perspective, when they're playing that well, is it just closing down on defenders, contesting passes, contesting shots? Is it just all like, of that's happening?
All of that, like overall. So, like, yeah, not much what I can say anymore because, like you said, pretty much everything you said right. So we was good, like overall, all three zones, like pretty much, yeah. So,
what did you think of Will Smith's dangle on that goal there?
Oh my God, man. I was like, ew, like after like first one I was all right, what's gonna be next, like second one again, like was nasty and score after I was like no way dude. Yeah. Like that's what's good for him.
Yeah, that's the fun though. It's like when you guys are scoring the goals, when Toph has it going, Regenda gets a goal there, Adam Gaudette, it felt like everyone was feeding on each other, the building's coming alive, everything's, you know, kind of feeding off it. Is that fun for you? Does that make you play with more confidence?
Absolutely. It's like always fun to win and always fun to score a lot of goals and get it shut down, you know, like that's awesome.
Yeah, and man, looking at your numbers as of late, I was doing this earlier today, it's since the start of November, it's over 900 in every single game. It's 912, it's 966, it's 970. It just seems like you keep on rolling along and playing such great hockey right now, doing what a goalie's supposed to do. And, you know, you've talked about how you're not really thinking about it, you're just doing it. Mm-hmm. Like this, it was tonight another example of that, where you just out there, going out there, stopping the shots?
Yeah, just trying to do my best and like trying to give the boys like chance to, you know, like save many as I can, you know, and get a chance to win. So yeah. that's my goal, and like I said before, like just trying to work day by day and just keep focused on today.
Yeah. And now you've got another game coming up Wednesday night. You know, how quickly should the team forget about this one and start focusing on the next? Because it feels like that momentum has been carrying since, you know, that first win. It's just been all full steam ahead till now.
Just probably have fun today and forget about it. Like waking up tomorrow and like forgot. Just like keep focused on the next game.
Nice. Now here's the other question I've been asking. Do you have a go-to post-game meal, or do you just take what's on the table?
It just depends. Sometimes I'd like to order some not a great things from Uber Eats, so that's why. every day depends, you know, like just about like...
There's a lot of good food around here.
Exactly.
All right, Askey, I appreciate your time, man. Congrats on the win, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
it. Yeah, nice free plug there for Uber Eats. Then after that, I spoke with Pavel Regenda. Again, had a goal last night, just the second of his NHL career. Was a big part of that Sharks win, getting an opportunity to come up from the Barracuda.
All right, we're here with Pavel Regenda after the San Jose Sharks 6-3 win against Utah Monday night at the Tank. You were kind of seen as the odd man out after having a really good training camp. How nice was it to have this opportunity tonight to really prove what a player you are?
Yeah, I'm just grateful, you know. Guys down there try to work every day, and you're just grateful you're gonna get a chance, and of course you come here and you want to prove it. So yeah, I mean, just happy and glad that I could, you know, play with the guys like this and have a Monday win like that.
Yeah, no, it was nice. What'd you think of number two's goal, that dangle?
I just said, you know, I was sitting on the bench and I'm like, ooh, wow, yeah, like they're just good, you know, like it's fun to watch it from the bench, and you know, they're really, really high skill guys, and I'm glad they're on our team.
Yes, I agree. Take me through your goal.
Not much. I think it was just a power play, you know. We went a face-off back, and, you know, the guys worked around and, you know, just tried to put it in the net, and that's what they told me, like, just staying in there. We want the guys shoot from the top, and that's how it was. You know, I just got a lucky tip from the skate, but, you know, it's pays off if you're in front of that.
Right place, right time, man. Yeah, you're getting those dirty, tight spaces.
Nobody ask how.
Yeah. As long as it goes in the back of the net. Yeah. You know, to have that opportunity on the power play, though, that must have been pretty exciting for you as well.
Yeah, I was really happy, really excited this morning when I found out that they wanted to play on a power play, but, you know, I know that I can play, you know, like I know I can be, you know, useful in front of the net, and that's my worry, that's my game, and happy, you know, it paid off to the coaches. So I mean, yeah, I'm happy with that we scored that goal.
Yeah, for sure. And then I guess, you know, what was it like for you when you got the word that you were going to be in the lineup, and, you know, just be having this opportunity? Because I'm sure that happened pretty quickly with, I think Vinny goes to IR yesterday, and then they announced that you're coming up. So
just you know, a little bit stressed for sure. You know, you want to play good, you want to you know, show your best, so it's a little bit, you know, stressful, I would say, like in a good way. So yeah, really stressful, but you know, I'm really excited I get a chance, you know, after a long time. You know, I'm just glad that they gave me a chance, and yeah, I just really enjoyed the game.
What was the message from the coaching staff?
Just play hard, you know, play simple, playing on with the big boys in the fourth line. So our message is just, you know, play hard, play heavy, really simple, and be, you know, responsible. So yeah, I think there is a lot of learn from me from today's game, and yeah, I'm just gonna look forward for next.
Fun playing with Revo and Goody.
Yeah, you know, I think we're like all three guys on the same page, you know, just play simple, you know, don't like do anything stupid, just chip in, chip out, and I think that's what, you know, can make this line great, you know, because if you play with a similar guys, you know, you feed each other in a game.
I feel like one of the things that's been very nice about guys coming up from the CUDA this year, whether it's been yourself, whether it's been Patrick Giles, Ethan Cardwell, they put you in similar roles to what you're being asked to do on the Barracuda, and that's leading to success. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I play power play in Barracuda too, you know, PK, and I'm trying to be, you know, that responsible guy, and you know, that's what they told me, like, you know, if you come here, you're not going to be playing for top lines, you know, you're going to play third, fourth line, and you know, we got to be responsible, you know, smart playing guy on the team. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
What did you think of Yaroslav Askarov tonight?
Great. You know, he's a great guy to be around, and you know, he's a great hockey player. I mean, I was playing with him a lot last year, you know, in the playoffs and before the playoffs. So yeah, he for sure deserves, and he belongs here. You know, he proved that he's a great goalie.
Yeah, no, he was having fun. And that second period when you guys really turned it on, you know, it felt like the confidence that you guys were playing with, scoring goals, felt like he was feeding off that as well. The building kept on getting louder. Did it feel like the ice was slanted down for you guys, like for the Mammoth, it was an uphill battle?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had a great, you know, good like couple goals, you know, scored like pretty quick, and you know, when you're confident on the back end, you know that our goal is gonna catch some, you know, some good chances, and that's what he did. So we were glad, you know, he held our backs, and yeah, we scored a couple goals, so that's, you know, kind of works out.
So I got asked this. It's my go-to question. Do you have a meal that you go to after a win? Do you take what's on the table? Do you do something else?
I take usually what's on the table, but it's like when it's a back-to-back, I like Chick-fil-A.
Nice. Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
All right, man. Well, congrats on the win. I appreciate your time. And I'll see you soon. Yeah, all right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's Pavel Regenda, and we are out of time. I will see you on Wednesday as we get ready for the Sharks to take on the Caps. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.